Now that you're attuned to Reiki Level 3, or that you've received your Reiki Master Attunement, however you choose to say it, you can now work with, and activate the Master Symbol. The Master Symbol is called Dai Ko Myo, and it's pronounced Dai Ko Myo. Really fast, Dai Ko Myo. Okay. When I was taking my Reiki Master Teacher training, I had a classmate who spent a number of years living in Japan, and she was fluent in Japanese. And so I asked her, how is this actually pronounced? And she said, it's Dai Ko Myo. And I think it's worth saying that because it's all of the symbols tend to be mispronounced. And it happens, right? Especially if you don't speak Japanese, how could you know? You know, I figure it's just like with Sanskrit that a lot of Westerners are butchering, and certainly with ballet, right? A lot of ballet terms are French, but it doesn't matter if you're learning ballet in Hong Kong or if you're learning ballet in South Africa. You know, it's all plié, relevé, dégagé, however you choose to say it. So anyway, for what it's worth, Dai Ko Myo is pronounced Dai Ko Myo. So really fast, Myo. I've heard Dai Ko Myo, Dai Ko Myo, it's Dai Ko Myo. So you'll see in your text that there are actually two variations to the Dai Ko Myo symbol. There's the traditional Dai Ko Myo, which looks traditional. And then there's Dai Ko Myo, the modern version that I call the modern version. And it's the swirly symbol, okay? The interesting thing with the word Dai Ko Myo is it is just a Japanese word. So it's not like the Honshaze Shonen symbol that Mikio Yusui purposefully mixed up. And so it's, unless you really know what it is, you wouldn't be pronouncing it correctly. Or the Chokurei or even the Seiheiki symbol, which he formulated on his own. Dai Ko Myo is simply, the traditional symbol of Dai Ko Myo is simply Japanese for great shining light. So you could write Dai Ko Myo down, and anybody who could read Japanese would say, oh, Dai Ko Myo, great shining light. And so it's pretty typical to see the word Dai Ko Myo written on many temples and sacred spaces. So its translation pretty well implies the power of Dai Ko Myo, the great shining light that ultimately connects you. So you can visualize yourself being eternally connected through your crown chakra to the universal life force energy. Dai Ko Myo is also called the vocational symbol, mostly because they find that when people become attuned to the symbol and start to work with it, that their whole lives change, and it changes their whole vocation. So whether or not that literally means you will be changing your actual job, may or may not mean, the point is it's extremely transformative. And when you're looking for deep spiritual change, transformation, support, and connection, Dai Ko Myo is the symbol you want to work with. Actually, Dai Ko Myo is called a triune symbol. So it also has the energies of Chokurei, Seiheiki, and Honshaze Shonen all in one. So when you're channeling and you're working with Dai Ko Myo, not only do you have the Dai Ko Myo energy, you're also working with Chokurei, Seiheiki, and Honshaze Shonen. Isn't that amazing? It kind of makes the symbol process a lot easier, because exactly what you're probably thinking. Does that mean that you could just draw and activate Dai Ko Myo? Absolutely. For me, I still love to draw and activate the other symbols because I've developed a close relationship with them, but I follow my intuition. So Dai Ko Myo, what might end up happening for you is it might be your new Chokurei. So with the Reiki sandwich, if you like to sandwich Chokurei, Seiheiki, Honshaze Shonen, and Chokurei, now that you have Dai Ko Myo, your new Reiki sandwich would be Chokurei, Seiheiki, Honshaze Shonen, Dai Ko Myo, and Chokurei. Or you could then use Dai Ko Myo instead to sandwich the symbols. Dai Ko Myo, Chokurei, Seiheiki, Honshaze Shonen, and Dai Ko Myo. Does that make sense? So see what resonates with you. If you use the Reiki sandwich for channeling distance healing, which I recommend that you do, and certainly when you're doing distance attunements, you're going to be working with all of the symbols, I would recommend that you do the sandwich with Dai Ko Myo. But if you do it with Chokurei, it doesn't, as long as you're using Dai Ko Myo, then you can really tap into your full spectrum of Reiki healing energy. I love Dai Ko Myo for creating sacred space. I often just draw a giant Dai Ko Myo in the middle of a room with my hand or with my incense. I'll trace giant daikomyo. It's a wonderful cleansing energy, very protective, very powerful. Like I said, it has all of the attributes of all of the three former symbols, plus its own connection to source. So it's really, really, really powerful, but graceful change, not like a universal frying pan on the side of the head kind of change, like a really guided, graceful change. So this is really where the gift of Reiki 3 comes, is your connection to this energy. And I would encourage you to start using daikomyo in your meditation. So maybe you're tracing the daikomyo symbol in your palm. Now, just like with the other symbols, same rules apply. As you're drawing the symbol or tracing the symbol in your palm or over your food, whatever it is, you're saying the name of the symbol three times in your mind. So if I was going to channel daikomyo to you through the screen in my mind, and I'm going to say it out loud because this is a teaching video, but in my mind, I'm going daikomyo, daikomyo, daikomyo. Okay. So if you read your textbook, you're going to read some commentary on the differences between the traditional and the modern daikomyo symbol. And there's just a lot of, everybody has their own idea about the Reiki symbols, and certainly the master symbol is no exception. So one school of thought suggests that the traditional symbol is the only one you should be working with, and the modern one is actually a different form of Reiki. It's a different master symbol. But there are a lot of Yasui Reiki practitioners who have been using the modern Reiki symbol that I use. Forever. So it's really just a matter of preference and opinion. Over the years with my students, I found it's literally been 50-50. I really can't even say that it's 60-40. Some people like one symbol versus another. Literally 50-50 every time I have a workshop. Half the people really like the traditional one and the other half really like the modern one. And I just call it the modern one because it's newer. It's not necessarily like modern in the way that we tend to understand that word, right? Because it's still really old. So that's a symbol I use. And honestly, the reason I use that symbol is because I had just finally mastered Hanshaze Shonen. And when I saw my choices, I was like, oh my goodness, the modern symbol just looks a lot easier. And so I'm going to just do that. I actually had the intention of eventually learning the traditional daikomyo symbol and incorporating that into my practice. But I really loved working with the modern daikomyo symbol. For me, and this is just as an aside, because of the swirling energy, it really reminds me of goddess energy and symbolism. So I don't know, that's just me. So I just thought I would share that. Yeah, so another thing I would like to mention with the daikomyo is with your distance healings. So if up until now you have been channeling distance Reiki, maybe not so much, if you haven't been using the Reiki sandwich, but you've just been using Chokurei and Hanshaze Shonen, and typically how people would do that is they'll go Chokurei first and then Hanshaze Shonen, and that's what you would chant when you're setting your intentions and you're channeling the energy. You could use daikomyo instead. So instead of Chokurei Hanshaze Shonen, you would channel daikomyo to open up the energetic pathways, and then Hanshaze Shonen to do that etheric connection and all of the awesome things Hanshaze Shonen does. Okay. So basically, if you've been using Chokurei pretty heavy duty for many, many things, you could choose to use daikomyo instead of, and that way you're taking advantage of all of the energies. And if you just want to use daikomyo only moving forward, that's totally up to you as well. But I bet just like me that, especially if you've developed a relationship with the other symbols, you're not going to stop using them. So just like with everything, follow your intuition. What I would like for you to do now, one of the first things I'd like you to do is to do a Reiki self-healing and to draw the daikomyo symbol in your palms. Remember, as you're drawing daikomyo, you're saying it in your mind three times. So daikomyo, daikomyo, daikomyo. And bring yourself into a meditative state. Start to channel Reiki. Start to feel it flowing into your crown as you inhale and pulsing out your palms as you exhale. And then just proceed to give yourself some hands-on healing. Just start to acquaint yourself with the healing energy of daikomyo, okay? You can also use daikomyo to activate crystal grids, to cleanse and charge objects, crystals, anything you like. So however you've been using Chokurei, you can absolutely use daikomyo. And if you read your text, then you'll also see more commentary on the daikomyo. So for me, daikomyo is one of the most common symbols that I use. Like I said, I use it typically to precede distance healings, or I use it in my Reiki sandwich. I still use Choku Ray a lot, and absolutely I will use them together. So I will do Choku Ray and then Daikomyo and work with those symbols just to really supercharge everything. But if I am called to just use one symbol, typically it will be Daikomyo, because I want to have the full spectrum. And when I'm meditating, and especially if I want to establish a clear connection with the divine or connection with anything else, I use Daikomyo, because I know that Daikomyo will create a clear channel and it will keep me protected energetically and spiritually. And that's another thing that's really, really important. The great shining light is meant to also be a guiding light for you. And so consider it a symbol of hope, a symbol of potential, and certainly a symbol of change. So what I'd like you to do now is to take a look at both variations of Daikomyo, see which one resonates with you today, and start practicing it. All of the steps are outlined in your module. Have fun.